for, at least maybe right at the moment, is for the Freedom Boat type equipment. As we modify that, do we actually have the money to spend? We certainly don't want to, you know, exceed and, or have the county pay for stuff and then we don't get reimbursed for it.
Yeah, that'll, I'm sure that'll all be covered in her report. Perlita, you have the floor.
Okay, after speaking with Jay at RBM, we have modified the Freedom Boat number from 20 to 15. We also, in our quote, have a hardware acceptance and training, which for 2 days, which comes to a total of $33.90. And there's no way around that because they have to come down here and test the equipment that they're going to have shipped to us and make sure it's all in operating order and certify them. Shipping will be roughly $1,400 for those 15 machines, bringing our total in at $58,190. Moving on to the ballot on demand printers, those printers cost $811 each, making the total for 10 of them $8,110. In speaking with VR Systems, our guesstimated shipping on those are going to is going to be roughly about $500. And that is pallet price instead of individual printer price, which means we will come in under the $75,000 in our grant.
What about licenses and software?
Oh, yes, the software and licensing agreement for 1 year can also be brought into that total. So actually, the total for VR Systems, we're looking at a roughly $14,000.
Okay, how much is the license and software?
The direct interface license is $4,757, and the setup configuration is $1,000.
Are those all recurring?
The license agreement would be recurring, so
okay.
That would be year two, but we have enough in the grant to pay for year one.
Would that get the first election in, or is that?
Yes, that would get the first election in. Now, I will go back and crunch all the numbers again and see if there's enough left over in the $75,000 that we might be able to absorb the second year in also for VR system and the printers and possibly not have to have anything the second year around.
You speak to anyone at the Secretary of State's office regarding including the Freedom Vote machines, ballot on demand machines in the grant?
I spoke to Scott Zarzi after our last meeting, and he told me, quote unquote, Perlita, when you and your board decide what you're going to spend it on, call me back. He said, once you take your vote and you decide, he said, we can amend it. Don't worry about that. We will make sure you have what you need, but just let me know when you have your final count on everything.
Okay.
So they will cover it. We will be fine.
Okay. So if we take, if we have the 15 Freedom Votes, $3,560 plus hardware acceptance and training and shipping, that comes out, as you said to $58,190. The ballot on demand machines, 10 of them will be the printers, will be $10,110 and $500 shipping. And the license on the ballot on demand machines for the first year will be $4,750, and then a connection charge get this, we got 30 Freedom Boat machines. So if you use five of them for early voting, that gives you 25 left. And, right?
Right.
Okay. And you got five polling places. So we have five per polling place left. did she send the questions? Because I answered a bunch of questions yesterday morning. I answered her questions yesterday morning. You're going to have to set them up given the number we're going to give you to work with. All right.
Today's meeting is just to confirm the number of machines we need to order because time is running out. That's all this meeting is about, what we're ordering.
Okay. So that's all right. No, ma'am. We're done with questions.
I still think two extra printers would be.
I disagree. Because then you're putting on me to get rid of them if they become obsolete.
Well, we're putting it on VR systems to deal with them if they become obsolete.
Me with VR systems.
And
yes.
If we do that, then we're going to be short voting equipment.
But we talked about only needing four, so it should be 5 times 4 would be 20 versus 25.
But we don't. Yeah, but you're got an idea. You got a chance to get the voting equipment that you need that you may very well need for the future, and you're taking a risk that you're going to lose one of those machines, and you're also going to lose all your poll books and all your ballot on demand.
I guess I have another question.
Okay.
The poll books. Can one printer be interfaced with both poll books?
No.
No. There one a print is it's one poll book per printer.
So
in fact, they set up side by side.
So now if one goes down, we're down to one poll book.
Well, you're down to one printer, but you're not down to one poll book because the other poll book can still check people in, but they would have to direct those people to use the Freedom Vote. So anybody who would be willing or wanted to use the Freedom Vote machine could check in with the clerk who has the disabled printer.
So that goes away from saying the primary is valid.
We can still say that, but my ultimate goal is to, I don't care how they vote. My duty is to make sure that they can vote in whatever manner. If we only have one printer, then the line gets longer. It is what it is.
And do you have to program the ballot on demand to the particular poll book?
No, you should. It should be just basically a plug and play. So once they set them up to interface with the poll books, it shouldn't be printer A has to go with poll book A. You should be able to interchange them with any poll book. So that's how that works.
Do we know, again, I know we've had the question as to whether or not it's a cord or whether it's a Wi-Fi type thing, and is that an issue at some point?
You can use either one. It can be wired. belongs to our voting machine, RBM. That's just for clerk use. It's not equipped to interface with the poll books. So that's, I don't print a whole lot of ballots on it. I mean, so, you know, it's been fine. But again, we're not printing all 10,000 ballots on it, so.
I think the biggest issue is the printers on demand.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Yeah, go ahead. That's exactly right. You reminded me. I apologize. Now, give me all the questions, and then related to car. Or just say, ask them, and then we'll deal with them one by one. I'll read them from here. Now it starts with three bullet points, and then number five. I've got three bullet points. Oh. Okay. Here's the questions. And you think these questions need to be asked and answered before we can vote on the amount of equipment to buy? Okay. Question. If there are already written procedures addressing some of these issues, it would be beneficial for the Vote Center Operations Subcommittee to have them for review. Here are some questions that would be helpful for the operations subcommittee in determining personnel and setup needed for voting at centers. Many of the members of this committee have extensive experience in elections. This list is just an effort to get the conversation going. Many of the questions need to be answered by vendors. We'd like to get everyone's input. Ballot on demand printers and poll books. Number one, what are the options for setting up ballot on demand printers? What are perceived pros and cons of each? Well, we know that we can connect the ballot on demand by cord. We can do it with a wireless connection. I, for one, am not in favor of a wireless connection on ballot on demand printers. There's too many chances for hiccups, and it adds a added degree of complexity.
I agree.
Yep. Do not connect. It's going to print a receipt. So, it's going to print that, and the printer has to be connected to the poll book, so that's the way this system works. The poll book only accepts the input of the voter presenting themselves to vote. Can each poll book be used to do both options, printer on demand and or print voter? Yes, they do that automatically. What are the options for using the scanner feature on the poll books to check in voters? When was the last software update for poll books? Nothing changes. The last software update is after software update. It's just a data update as to after walk-in early voting is closed, right?
Correct.
Regarding ballot on demand printers, how many printers are recommended per anticipated number of voters? Okay, we've gone through that. The printers are dependent upon the number of poll books. You can't have multiple printers connected to one poll book.
And we have to remember, 2026 election is going to be nothing like 2024's. We're going to have half the voters.
Okay. Should new ink cartridges be installed to prepare for each election day? I think that makes sense. How many ballots can be printed per ink cartridge? We don't know the answer to that. Nice thing is we'll have we'll have new printers, and we'll have absentee early voting as in essence a beta test site.
I have a question to that question.
Yep.
If I may, did nobody watch the video that I sent them about these printers? Because I bet a lot of these questions about this printer could have been answered in that video.
Okay, what test procedures are required, recommended? Yep.
The initial cartridge, the printer comes with an initial cartridge. We will be good the first go around. But when we have the next presidential election, we will have to purchase cartridges.
And I think the cartridge cost, undoubtedly they're relatively expensive. I know the cartridges for my laser printer are very expensive. Well, if not, we'll, I doubt that one will be enough to get us through the primary and the general. But the grant is for voting equipment, not for voting supplies. No.
Nope.
I think we would be trying to gild the lily in a way that might blow up the whole thing. The test procedures and the that'll all be part of the test procedures with respect to the poll books. Regarding programming ballot and demand printers, if the election board passes a resolution to allow BOD, ballot on demand, printers to print clerk initials, what are the documentation protocols and safeguards? What are the procedures to reprogram a ballot on demand when a clerk or clerks are changed? Well, we'll have to look at that with respect to the statute, and we don't know don't know that we can have these ballot on demand, these particular machines programmed to print clerk's initials. We'll have to find out with that.
I don't believe so, because you would have to be able to program the poll book itself.
Yeah.
And that's not an option on the poll book.
Okay. Okay, so there you go. What protocols needed to prepare for election day? Should new rolls of ballot paper be installed? Freedom votes before election day, do Freedom votes use ink, or are they the Freedom votes don't use ink.
It's a thermal printer.
And
Janet programs, doesn't she?
They'll all be programmed and set up and ready to go with a full spool. That's the way we've always done, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And we have extra. Yeah. It's not a big deal. What personnel will be needed to facilitate voting on Freedom votes? What will the process flow look like at early voting and in vote centers? Well, I would assume that's what your committee's going to come up with in consultation with the clerk. If you all think that you have the right solution, and if the clerk agrees, then I'm fine. What technical support is available for early voting for election day voting at five centers? What support is provided on election day for poll books, ballot on demand, and scanners? It will be the same support that we have today.
Me.
The ballot on demand, it won't. The ballot on demand printers, there will be no additional support. We will have individuals with additional training, but the same cast of characters that have done this in the past will do it in the future.
Our system provides no training unless we're going to pay their $10,000 travel expenses and hotel accommodations, because they are in Florida. And unless I'm a brand new clerk buying brand new equipment, they give me no support on site.
And the real technical support is RBM.
So.
Nope.
We don't have $10,000 worth of grease. In the grant, we just don't.
The grant is for equipment only.
Yeah, that's the problem. And even if we could get that, we don't have enough grease in the grant. What technical support is equipment security? What security is required to ensure no tampering after equipment is delivered to schools, church, the night before the election? These are material questions which will be answered as a result of the operations committee's plan in conjunction with the schools. Yep.
To take a vote on 15 Freedom Vote machines and 10 printers? Is that what I'm ordering?
I'm fine. After discussion, yeah. Thank you very much.
All right, so the motion is to recommend to the commissioners, or ask the commissioners to authorize the clerk to order 15 Freedom Votes licenses and training, and 10 ballot on demand printers together with license license and software for 1 year. And that comes up to, plus shipping for all of that, comes up to $74,050, which uses up a good bit of the $75,000 grant.
One final question. Really, how is this paid? Do you already have the money? Do they dump the money in? Do you write the check from here? I mean, the commissioners need to know we're not going to buy them until we have a guarantee that we have the money.
My vendors have hinted that we could work out a possibility where they just wait until the Secretary of State's office sends me the money and pay the bill, or we can go ahead and pay the bill and then the Secretary of State's office immediately will send the grant money upon receipt.
Right. I think we need something in writing from the Secretary of State saying,
okay,
we agree, you know, I think, with this.
Yeah, I think we need that. I agree. We need that assurance.
So I need that before I go to the commissioners and ask them to sign off on this.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Handle that.
All right. Anything else? Sherry, anything else? No? Because we don't have any more poll books. The constraining factor is poll books. There'll be a backup and you'll have all the freedom votes. All right, that we've covered that. Everybody signed off on that issue last week. All right. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Let the record show that Mr. Kelly, Ms. Banks, and Mr. Williams each voted aye. The matter is decided. And I owe you, Sherry, I owe you an apology. I had not put what you were putting together in with what Amy had sent, and I did answer her and tell her that at this meeting we would answer questions, and so I apologize. Is there anything else to come before the board?
No, sir.
If not, the meeting's adjourned.